On the last day of this month, and we start a new, brand new month tomorrow. So July begins tomorrow. So glad to be here with you again this Friday night. Everything's working fine here. It's no storm. So we're thankful that everything is working. Hallelujah. So good to be back with you, and pray that you have a blessed 4th of July weekend. Some of you have long weekends, get to be off work for, 4 days instead of two, for those who get the weekends off, that is. And they don't have to work Monday, some folks. Other people do, and they come get the fourth off on Tuesday. But anyway, we just thank God for independence of this country from the demonic control. Yeah, that's what we're praying for. Break the grip of the darkness trying to control and destroy America. Real Independence Day. That God will redeem the situation for his glory, and things will turn around in the United States of America. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, well, let's open up with a little bit of news here as we start out in the broadcast tonight. I appreciate you tuning in. So, U.S. Supreme Court considers and sides with a Christian postal worker who was forced to work on Sunday, even though he worked all kinds of different hours and always willing to work Saturdays and just so he could have Sunday off to honor God. He's a Christian. So they rule with him and allow him to have that off if he wants it off. He also... they rule that a Christian designer can refuse to make wedding wedding website for gay couples. She has that constitutional right without being, you know, having to be forced to do that. So good for that. Two good things there. The UN recently announced they need 7 years of accelerated transformative action to achieve SDGs. The SDGs are the 17 Sustainable Development Goals that the UN put in place 8 years ago, through which they intend to establish a one-world government. That's right. Well, you know who's running the UN, obviously. Not the Lord Jesus, that's for sure. The devil's trying to run that organization, of which the United States is a part of. So anyway, pray against that as well. We don't want to see that. I know it's going to happen before Jesus comes, but still, we pray that people can get as many, that God can save as many as possible before that time. U.S. honeybee population just suffered the second deadliest year on record. The year that spanned from April 1st, 2022 to April 1st, 2023 was the second deadliest on record for the U.S. honeybee population and the beekeepers, who lost 48.2% of their hives. That's right. So for some reason, the bees are dying or they're being killed. Something's going on there. So pray for bees so we can continue to get honey. We don't want that artificial honey that they supposedly created. We don't want that. We want the real thing. So I'm not interested in using artificial honey. I want the real bee honey. And I don't eat much of it, but I do occasionally eat some honey, and it is has a lot of benefits to it. Pure honey. Dr. Stephen Collins has discovered Sodom. That's right. The archaeologist and his team have actually uncovered the biblical cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And yet we have many in this modern scientific age that struggle or outright refuse to accept that the cities ever even really existed, right? Because they want to be perverts. They want to be doing the things that those cities were destroyed for, the unclean sexual sins that were going on there, the homosexuality. And yeah, they want to, you know, keep that. God would never destroy that. Well, hey, the Bible is true, okay? And there is no blessing on perversion. God cannot put his blessing on what Satan is doing. He doesn't put his blessing on what Satan is doing in people's lives. Okay, so here we have proof here that they have discovered the remains or what's left of the biblical cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and the location of these cities. They're in Jordan. So anyway, part of Jordan, close to Israel, yeah. 601 earthquakes have been recorded in Iran in 1 month that ended on June 21st. You know, these signs that we're seeing are signs of the last days. We're seeing all these things happen, even the ones that are man-made. You know, the Lord knew these things were going to happen and said, in the last days you shall have earthquakes in various places. And we're certainly seeing that happen. So Michigan passes a bill making using wrong pronouns a felony for Michigan people, fineable by up to $10,000 and up to 5 years in prison. So if you don't use the preferred pronouns, then you could be committing a felony in Michigan. Well, that's certainly a reason to leave that state or to stand up and refuse to allow that law to be implemented somehow by provoking or whatever, to say that you're not in favor of that and you're not going to agree to that because, well, to vote it out. If it's really been voted in as a law, it says they've passed the bill, and somehow you're going to have to vote people in that will not be in favor of that and can get that law no longer to be one. Anyway, conservative commentator Todd Starnes, he permanently banned from YouTube And his response was, well, you know, maybe it's best that I got removed from YouTube. You know, he said, I have no interest in being a part of such an intolerant and perverted community. That's what wrote Starnes, what he wrote. So, yeah, calling a lot of the people there that are running YouTube like that, right? So, anyway, revival still going on in Hammond, Louisiana after 8 months with a tent that accommodates 2,500 is leaving many lives transformed. So praise the Lord for the revival that's still going on there. That's a wondrous thing. And people are getting born again. People are getting touched by the Lord. There is places where God is moving. And so like, and there's a great Christian awakening exploding in Iran. People are getting saved there too. And many Christians now they've got a problem with Christians, right? Because so many people getting saved there and a great awakening taking place. Praise the Lord. And we pray for them. And we pray for the persecution that's going on. We pray against that persecution where all these people were killed in Nigeria. What was it, 150 were killed Christian people for being Christians. So persecution is going on. A toddler, a little baby, a little child, toddler, moving around, in North Korea, sentenced to life in prison after the toddler's parents were caught with a Bible. Well, what does a toddler have to do with that? And why would they, you know, sentence a little toddler to prison because the parents had a Bible? They just want to take the child away from the parents, obviously. That's why. So that's that. Pray for that situation. Pray for the persecuted church in North Korea because that's a sad situation also. Office Star, which I don't watch The Office and haven't ever watched The Office, but still, Office Star, Rainn Wilson, says that faith in God freaks people out in Hollywood. He said that talking about God is the uncoolest thing you can ever possibly do in Hollywood. Oh, really? Well, there's the people certainly need to hear about God, don't you think? And I thank God for those people who are speaking up there and telling them about God and sharing their faith. Some of them seem to have a pretty weak faith, but at least they claim to have a faith in Jesus and the Lord and Father. And so thank God for those people who are speaking up in Jesus' name for the Lord Jesus and Father God and their salvation in Him. We thank you for bold people arriving to that are in the industry of great darkness there. Obviously, they're a purveyor of much filth and much garbage in Hollywood, but there are some who truly claim to be born-again Christians. So hopefully they'll be able to spread some real life and light in there in Jesus' name. So we're glad you're here today. Lord bless you. We're ready to go into the Word of God here. Hopefully be a blessing to you tonight and you be encouraged in Jesus and just step forth to be the mighty warrior that God has called you to be. Amen. Let's go ahead and open up in prayer here. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for another opportunity to share the Word of God with your precious people, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for ministering life forth here this evening, Father. Pray that people have ears to hear what the Spirit of God wants to say to them personally, and that it'll be brought forth by the Spirit of God into their lives, Father, and they'll be quickened, they'll be made alive in the areas that they need to receive from you. And we praise you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We praise you for the power of the Holy Spirit to speak under that anointing, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. And thank you for we're just able to go into warfare against the powers of darkness that are trying to blind the people of America and trying to deceive them greatly at this time. being what they call a Pride Month. And Lord, we pray that the Lord, that you will begin to move here against this evil and darkness that is being pervaded upon our country, that's being promoted and forced upon America with the perverse acts of things that go on in these things that should not happen, and where little children are being exposed to all manner of perverse things. But we pray against it in Jesus' name. We pray that this thing will turn around and people start getting saved and coming out of their darkness, Lord, unless they're just too far gone. But Lord, as long as they're able to be saved, Lord, we pray that these people will just wake up and realize and they'll be convicted of their sin and of the darkness that they live in, and come out of that darkness, be transformed by the Holy Spirit, being born again, a new creature in Christ. And you love them. You want them all to be saved. But if not, they're going to suffer the wrath of God. Father, we pray for mercy and pray that they will come to know you. But if not, I feel for them, because I know we're not appointed unto wrath, but those who reject Jesus, there's no redemption for their sin if they reject the one and only redemption. So, Father, we know that they will suffer the wrath of God if they choose to reject such a generous offer of such free gift called salvation. And Lord, we thank you for that gift, that we have received it and we are born again tonight. And Lord, I praise you for that miracle power, Lord, of your salvation, how you pulled us out of darkness and saved us and put us in the family of God. Thank you for that tonight, Lord. I thank you for that, doing that, and everyone listening who is born again, Father, tonight. And if they're not born again, that they will get born again, Father. And they will ask Jesus in their heart, their spirit, and repent for their sin and turn away by the power of the Spirit of God. Father, we ask your blessing now as we speak the words of life, the words of teaching tonight, Father. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the angels of the Lord working right now on our behalf. We thank you for blessing those who are listening to the broadcast. Father, I ask you to bless them financially as well, Father, so they have their needs met during this time where things are going up in prices and seems like they're trying to raise the price of gasoline again. It's going up for the summer season for travelers and people who are taking vacations and going somewhere. Lord, we just pray that abundant supply will be released to your people, that they'll have more than enough, Lord, and be able to do what they need to do as you've called them to do. And I thank you for abundant supply in the name of Jesus for all of us, Lord, that we'll have more than enough. And you will provide all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we praise you for that. We praise you, Lord, for leading each one of us, Lord, that we will know what we should be doing with this summer season, Father, and that we would be led by the Holy Spirit. We pray for a listener who had fleas in their home, Father. We just rebuke those fleas and pray that they'd go in Jesus' name, that they'd be removed by the angels of the Lord in Jesus' name, that these fleas would no longer be a problem in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray for that being taken care of, Father. We pray for those who travel from foreign countries to come over here to be in church Sunday. We ask your blessing on their travel, Father, and that you protect them and minister to them, encourage them, and thank you for safe travel, Father, in the name of Jesus. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you for working in, Lord, all of our lives, Father, and protecting us and ministering to us and encouraging us, Lord. We appreciate your love for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everybody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's get into this tonight. Mighty warriors. Amen. We all should be mighty warriors in God, especially in the times that we're living in. I see that Christians who are not mighty warriors are truly being blindsided by the devil in so many ways. But, you know, we're in a battle today like never before, and, you know, there's no end to this until Jesus comes back. Okay, so it is by far the right time, the high time, that believers begin to wake up and fight, because if they don't, you know, the enemy is going to truly cause them to have lots of difficulties. Okay, if you don't put the enemy in his place, then he will certainly put you in his place where he wants you. If you don't resist the devil, the Bible says he's not going to flee, but if you do resist him, he's going to flee. And so, listen, you can all be prepared to go through these dark days and the tribulation period ahead, and to have you can do all these things, and you can have all this prepping done and have a place in the mountains and ready, and think that you're going to just be, you know, prepared, and you're going to make it because you've done all this prepping stuff and you've got all this food and you got all that. But you could do all that and have all prepared in the natural, you know, and be attacked by demons, by spiritual wickedness and dark spiritual forces, and you might fall apart if you hadn't prepared yourself spiritually. But I'm here to tell you, by far the most important preparation any Christian could do is this spiritual preparation, that they can know the Word of God, walk in their authority, walk by faith, resist the devil, see him fleeing. See, you prepared physically, but you didn't prepare spiritually. See, so some people won't be able to handle the pressure because, you know, through the Spirit, we overcome. See, and spiritual is absolutely most important. Nothing more important than your spiritual walk with Jesus and your relationship with him. And when you get our priorities straight, I'm telling you right now, now is the time to get your priorities straight. You know, physical things are all going to pass away, but spiritual things can stand and prevail, okay? And they will stand and prevail against the great tribulation of darkness that is on right now and coming on the land as well. There's much more to come, especially because we know that the wrath of God has not been poured out. No, but the wrath of a devil is being poured out, and all his wickedness is manifesting. He's come down being angry because he knows he has but a short time, and he hates the human race. He hates God, and he wants to do everything to damage the human race. Yeah, well, who gets sick? Well, people who the devil is the root of all sickness and disease, okay? And he might not have, you know, exactly put everything on everybody to get sick, but the root of it is Satan and sin, okay? Got to know that much and know that's where the diseases come from, okay? God doesn't put them on people. People allow them on themselves through sin and Satan. Okay, and various other things that, you know, that they're not doing to take care of their bodies, and that the temple of God, right? That's what our bodies are. Anyway, I'm not going to get into preaching on that tonight, but I'm telling you, we need to be ready spiritually, you know, in your state, in your country. We're seeing great darkness right now, and things are, you know, the darkest, really, I think they've ever been here in the United States, and it seems to be getting darker too, much darker as things go on. Okay, so we got to understand the nature of a believer today, as we live now we're living in the 21st century, right? And by 2025, they will have a lot of things in place, and by 2030, they won't have a lot of things in place. And we just read the news about 7 years, they're going to have the new world order, or before then, you know, completely in place. They're trying to do it fast right now. They've certainly been speeding up in their efforts to do that with the digital currency and the one world currency, all this thing that they're planning to do. If we let them get away with it, if we don't pray, we don't resist the devil and his plans, because who's really behind all this? Satan is, okay? You know there's always an unseen force behind that which you see in the natural. Always, and we'll talk more about that later. But anyway, we must be and have the nature of a warrior to make it in this demonically controlled time. See, our God is a warrior, a mighty warrior, the Bible says he is. In Exodus 15:3, we read this short verse. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Yeah, God is love. Without a doubt, God is love. You know, and however, one of the natures of God is the nature of a warrior. And how many know that we are to be like him? Our God is a warrior. He's a mighty one. And the only one who is able to win the battle against Satan and was able to defeat him on the cross and make it a public show in the low parts of the earth over Satan in his area. And he made a public example of the devil that he whooped him. And he gave us the authority to enforce that whipping, that victory over the devil on the enemy, if we'll do it, okay? If we'll do it. But anyway, the time for laid-back Christianity and just getting by Christianity is over, okay? We need to either, if we're in the boat, we need to go all the way with the Lord. We need to not, you know, just try to have one foot in the boat, one foot out, you know, on the land. Now, once we launch out, we need to go all the way with Jesus. We need to have that kind of hunger and thirst and that kind of desire in your life. You know, we're on the front lines, especially if you're involved in deliverance. But you're on the front lines, and time is short. We're living in the last of the last days. I know that to be true. And how long this last of the last days is going to actually go on, I don't know that for sure. But it sure looks like things are deteriorating all over the world all at once. And so many things. France is burning, so many fires and so much, many rioting against things. While Macron is over there with Rod Stewart, you know, partying it up. But these things are sad to see going on, but it is the last days. We see all these wars and rumors of wars going on in the world today, on the verge of rampant warfare taking place and nuclear war taking place, possibly. So it's imperative that we learn to fight spiritual warfare and use our authority that God gave us. I mean, he didn't give it to us so we could just sit around and do nothing with it. So what happened to soldiers on a battlefield who refused to fight? Well, they get killed. They get wiped out. And many believers today are being wiped out, it's sad to say, because for some reason, perhaps laziness, perhaps pride, perhaps religious spirits, perhaps being bound by so many demons, or perhaps ignorance and fear. They refuse to fight. They refuse to engage the enemy. They refuse to walk in the spiritual authority that Jesus gave them and gave us all if we choose to walk in it. But he's not going to force you to walk in it, but he made it available for you. And all you have to do is receive it and walk in it and begin to use it. And Jesus already defeated the host of hell, but they're still troubling the earth. Obviously they are. You can see the trouble all the time. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so just look around you daily. You know, really, I mean, this stuff is rampant that's going on. And you look deeper, really begin to look deeper, and you will see the darkness, okay, taking place. Why? Because, you know, Jesus' spiritual victory is going to have to be enforced, though, okay? So that's why you have to take up the authority that God gave you. Just because we pass a law and make something illegal doesn't stop those who want to do it anyway. Okay, the law has to be enforced by law enforcement officers, right? And so we are the law enforcement officers of heaven, okay? That's right. God, you know, christened us that and told us to go and possess the land. And that's right. And we need to enforce the finished work of Christ on the enemy and his forces of evil. We need to do that. We're the ones that are doing it. Jesus, you know, it's not engaging them right now. I mean, he gave us the authority to do that. And part of that enforcement must include the ministry of deliverance, the casting out of evil spirit. That's part of the enforcement. to take authority over the spirits that are in people that are troubling people's lives enormously. That's right. But first you start with yourself, then your spouse, if you have one, then your children, if you have any, and then your property, then at work. Yeah, demons can inhabit, you know, property and things. Yeah. I mean, so take authority in your, on your property. Haven't you heard of a haunted house? Right? Some people have haunted cars to hear them grumble about their cars. But anyway, yeah, you should pray over your cars. You should anoint them with oil. Yes, there are demons masquerading as what many call ghosts or poltergeists or departed dead people that are showing up and masquerading as them. But I mean, no, the Bible says it's not really the dead person showing up. It says there's a gulf between them that they cannot pass. So we know that it's a deception because of that, because God said they can't pass from where they're at to where we are. So, of course, I know some Christians believe that they can, and they believe that dead people are talking to them and stuff, but they've been deceived by the enemy, okay? But, you know, people believe kind of what they want. They don't necessarily always go by the word of God, do they? So a lot of people believe in what they want to believe in these days. I'm talking about Christians, okay? But anyway, you should start doing warfare and casting out the demons and anointing with oil and watch what happens, folks. Things will happen. People may know nothing, you know, but you can use your authority to work and make a difference, okay, and see God show up in wonderful ways, okay? Maybe no one else at your business or church will even know what you're doing. But you know deliverance and spiritual warfare. You're engaging in it and things will happen. Okay? Things will happen. And over the years, you know, we've gone into many people's homes and we've gone into businesses too and cleansed them from demons and blessed those businesses and blessed those homes and cleansed evil spirits and told them about the accursed objects in the places. And yeah, it's been amazing to see, too, what many Christians have in their homes that, you know, can bring demons and attract spirits into their homes. It's been an amazing thing to see all these different homes. And I've seen many homes, too, before I was in full-time ministry when I worked in a secular job and traveling to all these people's homes and looking in their homes at what they had in their homes. Amazing. No wonder they had the problems they had going on. Yeah. You, too, might need to move some stuff out of your home still that is attracting evil spirit. Just pray and walk through your house and make sure that you've got everything clean. Have a property cleaning time, clean house, remove the demon attractors in there, the things that attract demons, things that will give them a legal right to be there. All right? That's important to do. How many of you have had things suddenly begin to go bad in your life or on you sometimes? Where'd that come from, you say? Well, I've gotten up, I remember one particular time I'm thinking about now, and began to go about my business one day and got up out of bed and it seemed like, man, all the devils were after me that day. I mean, one thing after another was happening. And you know, I bumped myself, hurt myself, and almost had a wreck, and had somebody do obscene signs. And so, man, I said, wait a minute. I stopped everything at that point. I said, this is enough of this. And I stopped, did intensive spiritual warfare, and the whole day changed from that point on, see? And so, you know, you got to recognize that what happened, that just happened for no reason. There are things going on in the spirit where in the realm where you can't see that are causing things to happen in the realm that you can see. There are times in your life where you need to, you know, make, you know, either stop everything and fight, or you'd be troubled by the devil all day. Yeah. Harassed by demons all day. Yeah. You got to make it up your mind. You want to just put up with this stuff. And a lot of people think, well, you know, this is just the way it is today. And they don't think it through what's going on there, and they don't engage the enemy and see a different, something changed for them on that day. instead of just putting up with all the little attacks of Satan, the little issues that come up, the little devilish things, the little accidents that shouldn't be happening. Ephesians 6:13 tells us that wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in this evil day, whatever the evil day is. And having done all to stand, that was an evil day for me, because evil things were happening, and they should have been happening. They shouldn't have been happening, right? So when you have an evil day, you got to be ready to face that evil day with the authority that you got, and having done all the authority that you have, and having done all, just stand in that day. Okay? This is a military term, having done all, stand. The phrase means to, having conquered all, stand ready to do battle again. You know, this needs to be our position. To do so, you need to really develop that attitude of a mighty warrior. Develop the attitude of a mighty warrior today. In order to stand, having done all stand, develop the right attitude, because your attitude can really sabotage your life. If you've been having a bad attitude, you're running around sulking about this or that because it's not going the way you want it to go and all this, you know, you're just giving in to the enemy. And so in order to develop the attitude of a mighty warrior, we're going to have to change our mental attitude about who and what we are. And we need to quit being just so passive and be Christians for so long and just put up with things coming on the country. They haven't engaged the enemy and stopped it by spiritual warfare and taking the authority and possessing the land. They just put up with it. Well, see, we've just put up with things for so long that, you know, now we're in a terrible situation nationally as a nation, and things have deteriorated greatly. 2 Timothy 2:3-4, let's read another verse. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Well, God called you to be a soldier of the cross, to be a mighty warrior in him, because he's a mighty man of war. And so one of the biggest hindrances to warring is that Christians are all tangled up in this world, with this world and its affairs and its cares and its affections, having affections for the world. Really? Why would one have such affection for that which is going to pass away and not continue? So, yeah, entangleth himself. That word entangleth is empliko in the Greek. And it means to entwine, entangle self with. So we see a lot of Christians entangled in the world, twined with it. They're stuck in it. They're tied up with it. Yeah, that's sad to see the situation. But we're not of this world. The Bible says you're a stranger and a sojourner just passing through, right? Headed for your eternal rewards and your blessing forever. Eternal life. And that's an amazing thought right there, because you see people die all the time, and yet we have eternal life. Wow. So why should we get all tied up with this world? If you get entwined in the world, the enemy will snare you. That's right. Because you're not meant to live, you know, as one of this world, but you're meant to live in the spirit to overcome the world. Amen? Yeah, we're here to overcome the world and be end-time overcomers. Realize that no devil can stop you unless you let him. You need to know that. No devil can stop you unless you let the devil stop you. Remember what it says in Isaiah 54:17. It says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that, right? You remember? You want to go read it? We can go over there to Isaiah 54:17. And we'll just read it to get all the words exact here. Yeah, all the words. Instead of just me quoting it from memory and missing a few words. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is our heritage. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. This is our heritage, that no weapon formed against it shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against it, we, in judgment, we're going to condemn it. Hallelujah. That's right. Isn't that awesome? This scripture should give you confidence, because here's where Satan, you know, bogs down so many believers. I mean, who do you think you are? You're doing warfare with me. Who do you think you think? You think you could do warfare? You know, no way. You look at all your faults. Look at all your failures. Look at all your sins. Look at, you know, God displeased with you. He's angry with you. You shouldn't expect that you could do anything like this. What, deliverance ministry? Oh, no, no way. You know, that's a joke. You can't cast out any demons. Look at all that's wrong with your life. What makes you think you could do any good that way? You know, he's just all this accusation, all this garbage. You're so bad. You're so sorry. He'll put guilt on you, condemnation of sin, consciousness, you know, which will cause you to feel insecure and causes, you know, you to doubt your ability to be effective at anything in the kingdom of God. Yeah. Put every weapon Satan for him. You know, through himself or others, will not prosper unless you accept those weapons when they come at you. So you got to reject them in Jesus' name, saints. That's right. Reject them in Jesus' name and realize that, and confess the word about who you truly are and what God truly made you. He said you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So, hey, let's walk like the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Why are you walking any different than what God said you to walk in? Got to walk in the reality of the Word of God instead of the devil's realities of lies and deceptions about yourself. See, Satan and his dark hordes walk about checking people out. They're checking you out, man. They're looking for your weaknesses. They're looking how they can devour you. They're looking for your faults and failures where they can work in there more and more and more. They cause those faults and failures anyway, but they're checking you out how they can devour you, as the Scripture said, seeking whom he may devour. They're looking for permission to get in you and get to you. Remember, you know, if you're a Christian, they can only attach themselves in your soul and your body. But if you're a non-Christian, an unbeliever, they can possess you fully, body, soul, and spirit. Okay? So Jesus isn't in your spirit. Yeah, so they can get in the spirit as well. Okay, so, hey, if I wasn't saved, you know what I'd do? I'd get saved, right? And I wouldn't want to live unborn again, unsaved. I want to be born again, and I am born again. And if I wasn't, I would get born again because, man, it's such a hopeless thing to not have Christ, Jesus, as Lord. Okay? So you've heard, you know, oh, I'm going to check out that girl over there. I'm going to check out that guy. You know, this girl says, you know, I'm going to check out the guy. You know, the man says, I'm going to check out that woman over there. You know, and others, people saying other things. But anyway, that's something that people used to do and still do. Okay, I saw two guys just sitting there the other day, just sitting there for, oh, I guess they sat out there in that place. Because every time I looked out, they were still sitting there just checking out all the women at this gas station that would come up and buy gas and pump gas and walk into the Common Sense 7-Eleven type store. And they were just watching all the women, checking them all out. And they looked like they were, you know, probably some of the people that had come across the border not too long ago illegally, but I don't know for sure because I didn't talk to them and ask them. But anyway, they certainly appeared that way. But, you know, but I can't say for sure. So I certainly won't say that, but it may be that case because they've been a lot of people coming into this country illegally. They're just coming in by the tens of thousands. But anyway, check them out, they said. You know, that's we got to check out. Well, the devils are checking out the human race. They're looking for opportunity in male or female to get in, looking for opportunities to take those opportunities. What gives them the opportunity? Well, sin gives them the opportunity. Anything wrong that you're doing can open the door to the spirit if you don't confess it, get rid of it, you know. Guard your behavior, folks. I mean, that's kind of important today that we don't give in to ungodly behavior because it's an open door. You know, they check you out. They're getting in, see? When they find that you're involved in something like that, they're going to see an open door. They're going to see an opportunity, see? And so anything wrong that you're doing can open the door to spirits. lusting, porn, lying, laziness, addictions. I mean, to food addiction, to drug, tobacco, alcohol, weed. I mean, gluttony even. You know, the open door, you overeat all the time. You have no control over your diet, no control over your sugar addiction. You know, pride also is an open door to the devil, a strong door, open door to him. Deception and many more. But too many believers have, you know, been so weakened by their demons that really that these demons that they already have has opened many doors in their life to more demons. And they have little fight in them at all, left at all. There's little fight. But, you know, the lion can be awakened, folks. I mean, hey, hello. If we allow this to happen, the lion can be awakened. How many know that we all have a lion in our spirit if we're born again, the lion of the tribe of Judah? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Satanic forces fear the awakening of the lion in us. So he does all he can do to subdue us, to hinder us, to block us and black us out and to snare us and to keep you toned down. Just tone it down. You'll have people come and tell you, tone it down. Don't get too into this Jesus stuff now. Tone it down. Don't want to become too wild about God. And, you know, they'll people will think you're weird now. You better tone it down, you know. Yeah, he'll keep you busy with the problems and the troubles of life that he sends your way in the first place. Remember, there are devils behind every negative thing that happens, and many positive things too, as well as he throws out some baits, right, to snare people. So he'll use some things that look positive and look good, but they're just to snare you. You know, the fisherman, you know, while he's feeding fish, right, he's doing some nice things, positive things for those fish, right? But there's a hook in that bait, see? And the devil will do some positive things, but he'll have some hooks in that bait, I'm telling you. So you got to be on guard. The enemy is behind so much of most everything that's going on except what God is behind. And so you got to be on guard. And God is behind a lot of things, too. Thank God for what he does. On the positive end, every good and perfect gift comes down from above. But a lot of people are just busy with the problems of life. And they spend their time caught up in that most of the time. And so we got to recognize that the enemy's there, working behind the scene. So people of God, you have a lion in you. You need to rise up and take up your God-given royal authority and begin to pick off these devils, put them in your sights, and get them out, okay? And don't let up until they're removed in Jesus' name. The Bible said, let God arise, and what's going to happen? You let the lion arise, and his enemies will be scattered. Let God arise, those enemies of God are going to be scattered. They're going to be removed. Hallelujah. Isn't it time that you let God arise in you and let the lion roar? Yeah, the roar of the lion. The enemy hates that. He's afraid of that. So give no place to the devil. Give him no place, you know. You need to allow the blood of Jesus to continually cleanse you from sin and turning from and hating that sin, hating evil. The Bible commands us to hate evil. Do you hate evil today, or do you compromise with evil? We're to hate evil, not to embrace it, make it our, you know, bosom buddies. No, no. We've got to hate it. Remember, forgiven by God means past and forgotten. When you're forgiven, it's past forgotten forever. You know, not like some people who are always bringing up your past offenses and sins and faults and failures. You know, some spouses do that to their spouse, always bringing up the past failures, always bringing up what they did wrong, always reminding them. That's the devil that reminds people all the time of everything they've done wrong over and over again. You know, the devil is using the spouse, and maybe ignorantly the spouse is, but still it's not right to keep bringing up people's faults and failures and sins over and over when they've been washed away in the blood of Jesus, okay? Yeah, so to having done all sin, you must realize you will have to wrestle, okay? You will have to wrestle. You're not going to be able to having done all, stand without some wrestling. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, see? So we are in wrestling. It's not that we wrestle against flesh and blood, but we do wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places, see? So we are going to wrestle. You will, you must, if you're going to, having done all, stand. It's not just be done in Jesus' name. I mean, oh, we say it one time. Well, be done in Jesus' name. Be stopped, devil, in Jesus' name. No, no, listen, you're going to have to fight first. How many know that when you're tempted, it doesn't just go away after one little temptation and you say, get behind me, Satan? No, no, it continues and continues and continues to press you to give in to it until you finally resisted it and it runs. It's like, you know, the devil left Jesus for a season. He had enough of Jesus' resistance. They're going to get enough of your resistance and leave for a season, but they'll be back with another temptation or the same one if they think they could get away with it. So how many know that when you're tempted, it's often, you know, not just this little temptation proof it's gone. No, it's very persistent until you really do run the enemy off in Jesus' name. Just like in deliverance, you know, the demons don't just come out the first time you say, come out in Jesus' name. No, no, they're very persistent in maintaining their household there. They think that that you belong to them, that this is their house. It's like, you know, a cat, they think they own you, right? You don't own them, they own you. Well, the devil thinks they own your house, and they're going to act like that, and they're not wanting to move out. So they're very persistent in resisting you come out in Jesus' name, and you got to just keep on saying it and speaking it and taking authority over it until that demon weakens and begins to little by little, they come out. And they're stubborn and accomplished fighters. And we got to persist with them because, hey, if all the spirits would just come out by one in Jesus' name, we could just deliver to our towns, our nation, just by walking through it and or driving through it and saying, come out in Jesus' name. Letting them all hear you. Get on the radio. Like, come out in Jesus. And all the demons come out that way. No, I'm sorry. Demons are legalists, and they will stay where they have a right to be, okay, by a person's will or by a curse on the ground, a curse on a house or something generational that's going on there, they will stay where they have a right to be. Right? So if they have a right to be there, they're going to stay until someone forcibly cancels that assignment over them and cancel their right to be there and command them to go out in Jesus' name. Just as in deliverance, you got to forcibly remove the enemy in temptation, and so in spiritual warfare as well, okay? What is, let's go over to 1 Peter 5:8. Remember that verse? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion. He's not the roaring lion. Jesus is that. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah, but walketh about as a roaring lion. He's not the roaring lion, but walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So he's seeking. He's checking you out. He's checking you out to see if he could get in there. He's looking for soldiers who are sleeping on job, on their duty, right, who have quit fighting, who have gotten lazy and sloppy, right? Lots are like that today, hey? You know that. But the areas of dryness is set in, perhaps. And so what does it say that we're to do? Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, falling asleep and getting off of guard duty and going, you know, being lazy and not doing what you're called to do, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You're not the only one being attacked, in other words. And so what do? We persist until we win. In order to having done all stand, we're going to persist until we win. However long that takes, you need to get in the wrestling match. But we wrestle not with flesh and blood. We're wrestling with wicked spirits. So you get in that wrestling arena, that wrestling match, to win no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes. And realize it may take a time period. Of course, don't be afraid because it takes a little while because other things don't all happen overnight in an instantaneous microwave moment. Now, World War III went on for 5 or 6 years, and your war will go on until Jesus comes. My war is going on until Jesus comes, or until we die, go be with Jesus. And so persistence will bring successful resistance. We need to remember that persistence will bring successful resistance. So we need to be persistent in our warfare. And how long will it take? Well, different battles take different amount of time. Just like in World War II and Vietnam, different battles took different amounts of time. Okay? But go with a determined attitude, with a resolute attitude, and you will prevail. You will win against the enemy. Okay? Some demons are harder to get out because, you know, you're more susceptible to them. Okay? And they are seemingly stronger devil in some way. Some devils are because, you know, they know that, you know, they're higher in the hierarchy of devils, and they know your weaknesses, and they send in, you know, what they can, the strongest they can, to try to keep you snared in those areas. I mean, no, so many people are bound by lust today, and they can't seem to get free. And they keep on falling and falling. They're Christians, and they keep falling to the same sin over and over. These demons have their tentacles deeply rooted in these people, but they can be delivered if they really want to be delivered. They have to be determined, though. They have to persist until they win. Jeremiah 51:20. Thou art my battle axe and weapon of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms, and with thee I will break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. You see that? Hallelujah. So this is some powerful stuff here, and God has declared you to be this. And I'm going to look a little bit more at this in another place in the Bible in a little different manner here in a little while, if we have time. But Jesus wants to use you. He wants to use you now. You're called to be a spiritual warrior who wins, God's warrior, okay? And there are many battles to be won in a war, in a real war, and every battle may be one of taking or losing ground or holding your own ground. Well, you might lose a few, we all have, but hey, don't give up, don't quit, don't worry. You know, we lost a few in World War II, but we won the war, right? So, yeah, one battle is not the whole war. There'll be many in your lifetime, okay? And I know some say we didn't win World War II, but in some ways we did. So, but anyway, we'll just call it that we won for the sake that we're still not over in, so with Germany ruling over us, with Hitler ruling people, even though there is Hitler and a lot of followers of Hitler's types in this world. Anyway. There will be many in your lifetime, many battles in this war that is your life that you're fighting, the good fight of faith in, and you're resisting the devil and having him flee from you. But you win if you persist. And we must persist, for what else can we do? Are you going to quit? No way. What are you going to quit to? Where are you going to go? The devil will have you for lunch if you quit. He'll really go after you then. He'll do whatever he can to just totally, you know, just wreck your life and destroy you, because after all, you're in his territory if you quit. Once you put your hand to the plow, you don't look back. That's what Jesus said. The ones that do, he says, my soul shall have no pleasure in them. See, the more demons you get out of you, the more effective you're going to be in the battle. Why? Because these demons are like the infiltrators or spies in the land working toward your destruction. And you don't know they're even there many times. Like in the wars, we sent in infiltrators and spies into, like, World War II to Germany to work evil against Hitler, to work evil against the forces of Hitler. Well, these infiltrators, trespassers, have infiltrated our lives and our land, and going to have to be routed out and removed. These generational spirits, these curses, these word curses, they'll continue to be a hindrance if we allow them to remain. So we got to remove them forcibly in the name of Jesus. It's a part of our life. Okay? So why should we continue to put up with them? why is it that we so often, you know, fail to see the picture behind the picture? Because there is so much we don't see, folks. There's so much we're not aware of in this life that we're living on planet Earth. I mean, if we could just learn to look for the spiritual entities behind life's events, then we could deal with the enemy and stop the trouble. I mean, there are so many things to know about what's really going on behind the physical things that you see taking place in the world. Okay? Take our spiritual authorities, stop these devils that are behind these things. Thought about why these certain things are even happening in the first place. I mean, if our eyes were open, we could often see a swarm of evil spirits stirring things up in the spirit realm, causing events to happen in the natural realm. I mean, this should make us more diligent in warfare, truly, and to walk in our authority and realize things that are happening are not just happening for because they're happening just because they happen. No, they're happening because there are forces of evil that are causing things to come to pass, that they're manipulating things and causing evil to be brought to pass. Yes. It's just not happening because they're happening. And that's not happening for no reason. Spirits work. And they're so often unhindered or unblocked from what they're in the process of working on or bringing to pass upon, you know, uninformed people and ignorant pawns, people who fail to look behind the curtains, behind the thin veneer that separates the spiritual from the natural. You know, why are these troubles at work going on? Why are these troubles at home? Why are people becoming adversarial? Why is our country celebrating Pride Month? Why do we even have a Pride Month? Pride goes before fall, the Bible said. Why would we even have a Pride Month? Well, it's the evil spirits, folks. They're behind the thin veneer, working, being unopposed. Where are the mighty warriors of God in all this anyway? Where are they? Why are they not engaging in the spiritual conflict here and prohibiting these things from taking place? You know, the fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much, the word says. Remember that scripture? Where are the fervent, righteous people praying and they're praying fervent prayers? Where are the righteous people that are praying fervent prayers? Where are they today? Are they afraid to offend somebody? Offending someone that is so often simply, you know, offending demons and coming up against their activities, yeah, and a person plays a thing, and so the person reacts, and you get intimidated by the people, the demons react and cause the people to act up. We need to allow the glory of God and to be in the earth, the glory of the Lord in the earth and in our lives, folks. My. To come forth and manifest the glory of the Lord. Why do we hold back? Is there a fear of man? Why not let God arise, folks? Is Jesus risen? Did he rise from the dead? Well, if he is, then how come the body of Christ is still living as if he's still in the grave? What's going on there? The mentality of so much of the church today is that, well, it's all for the next realm. It's all for heaven and the sweet by and by over on the other side. Wait a minute. Is that what the Bible teaches? No. That's our hope. We have the hope of his return. We have the hope of living there on the other side and what God's going to do and all that. But there's a whole lot more to what God wants us to be doing right now. Habakkuk 2:14, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Wow, so God says the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of our God. Now, how's that going to happen, folks? How's God going to manifest himself to this earth? Doesn't look like, you know, people are listening. And it's going to happen through his church, you know, through Zion, through the end-time overcomer, the overcoming church. I believe it'll happen as the church rises up in a full knowledge of who they are and recognizes where they are, according to his word. Okay? And so, most importantly, they need to recognize who he is, really. Who is Jesus? And, oh, man, do we really know him like we should know him? He's the creator of the universe. He's God. He's love. He's perfect. He's, oh, my. There's so many words. The Prince of Peace. He's the mighty warrior. I mean, 6:23 of Deuteronomy. Let's read it. He said, and he brought out from thence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware to our fathers. So this not only speaks of the physical land of Israel, but it speaks of the calling and the bringing out of the believer into the promised land of the abundant life, of the believer being brought into his inheritance in Christ. Are we there yet? No, but we're sure on our way there. I mean, we're getting more and more. At least I am. I hope you are too. We're starting to have more and more of him and more of that abundant life that he promised us. That abundant life that promised by Jesus, I'm coming, you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. See, we're bought with a great price. I mean, know that. He paid the blood of Jesus for you. He bought us, not to be miserable, defeated, and to just barely get by and get into heaven by the skin of our teeth. He didn't buy us for that. No, he bought us to be victorious in Christ Jesus, that we be overcomers through him and through his blood, through his word. Right? But a lot of believers are not reigning in life either, like we're told to reign in life by one Christ Jesus in Romans 5:17. Are you reigning in life? Or is the devil reigning all over you with his evil and you're just putting up with it? A lot of believers are not reigning in life because they just, they're born again, but, you know, being born again doesn't guarantee that they're going to reign. Life is going to have to be actively partaken of. We need to eat regularly of the tree of life, which is Jesus. He said, if you don't eat me, you know, you have no part of me. So that needs to be a regular part of your life. You don't just eat one steak dinner and say, well, now I ate, I'll be okay for the rest of my life now that I've ate. No. We eat again and again and again. Same with God. We partake of him over and over again. We're filled with him. We feed on him. We eat him. We live of him daily. Amen. And the sooner the church begins to really, you know, believe the truth about themselves and begin to reign in this life, then the sooner the glory of God will be known in all the earth. It's going to cover the earth like the waters cover the oceans. I mean, that's pretty heavy. That's pretty powerful if you ask me. So I want to look at some very interesting scriptures here. Let's go over to Psalm 110, and you might hear it a little different than you ever heard this before, but let's look at it and let it be revelation knowledge to you as the Spirit speaks a revealing of it. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Okay? So here in this verse and throughout this chapter, we see Father speaking to the Son, Jesus, sit at my right hand, right, until I make your enemies your footstool. But let's look on here. Verse 2, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning thou hast the dew of thy youth. Okay, so do you see anything here? The Father will send the rod of thy strength. Who is the rod of Jesus' strength? Well, what do you think? He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. What is the rod of his strength? Out of Zion, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies, thy people willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. This is powerful, okay? He's the vine, we are the branches, we are the rod of his strength. You are the branch, the rod, which comes out of where? Zion, the overcoming church, the victorious church. See, this is how the Lord is going to make the enemy Christ's footstool through the church. Again, we're seeing a repetition in another form of what I've been teaching you here today. Is Jesus down here fighting Satan now? Is he down here in the physical flesh now? No, he already has spiritually defeated the enemy. But we actually wrestle with the enemy and put him in his place of defeat. You know, this is spiritual warfare. That's what we're involved in, see? Yeah. Where are we to rule over the enemy? Where are we to rule over the enemy? Do you know? I mean, is it in the sweet by and by? Is it when Jesus comes back? No, there won't be any enemies there. No, we rule right now in the midst of our enemy. Okay? Okay, look at verse 4 here in Psalm 110. It says here, the Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Okay? Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, the difference between the Melchizedek and the Levitical priesthood is that Melchizedek ministered from the Holy of Holies. The Levitical priesthood went into the Holy of Holies, the very presence of God, only once a year. But see, we can live in the Holy of Holies because we've been born again. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, the heavenly Holy of Holies right now, because the Holy of Holies is where God dwells, and Jesus is God just as much as Father God is God. Okay? Now, what are we? We're to be kings and priests today, right? Are we kings and priests? Isn't that what the Bible says? Revelation 1. I hope you're getting this. Now I'm building up to some realities here that are revealed in this chapter that a lot of people don't know in the church. I need to know it. Revelation 1. Let's go over there and hold your finger back there in Psalm 1, 110, that is. We'll go back there. Revelation 1, 6. What does it say? It says, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. So what did he say he made us? We're seated in Christ Jesus, right? Priest after the order of Melchizedek. So we minister out of the Holy of Holies, not just because he said, go boldly before the throne of grace. The throne of grace is his throne. Right? Not just once a year, afraid that we might die because of our sin, because the priests that went in there were afraid, and some people said that they had a rope tied around them, that if they had bells strapped to it, as long as they could hear the bells, they knew that, you know, that the priest was alive. I don't know if that's true or not, but some people say it is, some people say it isn't. But they knew they could fall over dead because of their sin, and then they'd have to drag him out by the rope. But anyway, we're not that kind of priesthood. We're after the priesthood of Melchizedek, and we're not going to be rejected, okay? We're not going to fall over dead. No, let's continue to keep in mind who's speaking. Notice who's speaking here in Romans 10, in Psalm 110. The Father speaketh, okay? Look at verse 5. The Lord at thy right hand, talking to Jesus, shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. Okay? You get that? Oh, man, I'll tell you, we should get that. The Lord at thy right hand. Well, who's the Lord at the right hand of Jesus? Hello, that would be us, wouldn't we? Because the Bible says we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now, and we're seated at the right hand of Jesus Christ right now. Okay, do you see that? I mean, hallelujah, this is some pretty powerful stuff. You're a ruler and a king and a priest in the earth. So who is the Lord at Jesus' right hand? Revelation 19:16. Let's go read that. Revelation 19:16. Says here, and he hath on his vessel, on his vesture, and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Right? And we are. You know, Lord with a little L. We are kings with a little L, not the Lord. I don't say that we're God. I'm not saying that. But I say he's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. It's like in British, they call Lord so-and-so and Lord so-and-so, you know. But we're Lord, nevertheless, seated at the right hand of Jesus, okay? King of Kings, and he's the primary one. We're not God himself, but we are joined to the Lord Jesus Christ, joined heirs with Jesus Christ, whatever he has, we have, okay? I mean, these are all scriptural things that I'm giving you. I'm not giving you anything unscriptural here, okay? But I'm going to give you more, Galatians 4. But just got to see this now. You got to realize who you are, where you are. Then you can fight like you should be fighting. Amen. And you can prevail because you know who you are and you know what you have. And hey, man, you're seated in Jesus at the right hand of Jesus, and Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Praise God. What more position do we need? Galatians 4, 1 to 7, it says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. See, talking about the people of God, you know, they have to get born again, though. But he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God set forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because we were sons of God, you are sons of God. God has sent forth the Spirit of the Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. This is who we are. We're sons of God. We've got the right, the privileges of being there with Christ Jesus today. Hallelujah, people. I hope you're getting this. Because you can't walk fully in your authority until you know who fully you are and where you fully are seated today. Oh, my, yeah. And so we're joined heads with Christ. So can you not now see who you are? A Lord in the kingdom of God? Seated at the Lord seated at the right hand of the Lord Jesus, even though you're not God? The word says it's enough to be as your master, not to be the master. Satan wanted to be the master. He coveted being God. He wanted to take over everything. But no, we're just, it's enough to be as our master. We're not our master, but we're as him. The Bible says in 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are ye in this earth. Right? Okay, so I'm not saying you're Jesus, but you are as he is. See, that's what I'm telling you. That's what the word is trying to tell you, 1 John 4:17. Have you noticed that? I mean, have you read that? Have you realized the reality of these words? I mean, he's just not putting words on paper. He's putting realities on paper for you. 1 John 4:17. Okay. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Okay. So there we see it again. Now go back to Psalms 110. Let's go back there and let's read on here. Psalms 110. Some powerful stuff here for us, folks. I'm telling you. 5 and 6, the Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. Did you see that? Did you see that? And verse 6, too, let's read it. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. Wow. Okay. So what's he saying here? Well, continuing to speak about Zion, the church, the overcomers. The Lord at the right hand of the Lord Jesus, those who are seated at the right hand of Jesus. So who is the head over country? Well, we see that this is not speaking of physical head, but spiritual. Just as Daniel, you know, the power of the prince of Persia resisted the angel, the prince of, the power of the air, right? The prince of the United States, the prince is resisting us, right? And our angels, but we will, you know, we will wound principalities and powers and wicked spirits over cities, over states, and over nations. This is spiritual warfare. This is what we're involved in, and this is a picture of what we're involved in right here. We see in Psalms 110, because remember, it's the Father talking to Jesus. Hallelujah, and talking about the one that's seated at the right hand of Jesus, the Lord at Jesus' right hand. So that's us. See, it's talking about the believer in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 7. Hallelujah. Verse 7, he shall drink of the brook in the way, therefore shall he lift up the head. Well, what is the brook? The river of life. The water of life that flows so much we drink that the rivers of living water flow out of our innermost being. See, because we've been drinking of the brook that never runs dry. We've been drinking at the river of God. We've been standing in the river of God. And so, therefore, we're drinking from the river that never runs dry. Hallelujah. And he said that he shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore, shall he lift up the head. Well, who's the head? You know who the head is. He's lifting up Jesus. He's lifting up the Father. Jesus is the head of the body. Jesus is the head of the church, right? So he's lifting up Jesus. We lift up Jesus. And so we drink at the brook first. The brook speaks of the living water, the waters of the Holy Spirit, the word of life. And then out of our belly shall flow the rivers of living water. That's what it says in John 7:38. And then shall we lift up the head? Well, who's the head? Jesus is the head. We know who the head is. Jesus is the head of the church, and we are his body, and we're lifting up the head. The body holds the head up. It lifts up the head, right? We exalt the head. Who is the head? Jesus is the head. He shall be lifted up, right? By the church. We lift up Jesus. Yeah. Amen. And as it goes forth, and makes the enemy the footstool of Christ. The church goes forth, defeating every enemy, see, through Jesus, through the power of God that he's given us. See, God is using his church to accomplish this through spiritual feet and this spiritual reality in the earth. So Jesus already done his part. He gave us all we needed to accomplish the task. How many know on the cross, he went and made a public show over Satan, triumphing over him in it, and he gave it and made it all available to the church when he rose from the dead and got people born again. He breathed on his disciples. He baptized people with the Holy Spirit and fire. I mean, listen, it all came through Christ getting the victory over Satan and taking back what Adam lost. And now we've been restored, and now we have more restoration to take place. Of course, we're going to put off these mortal bodies and put on immortality and live forever. But that's further on down the road here, but it's coming. It's coming, and we can be sure of it because the Bible promises it to those of us who are born again. We have that promise, amen, and we have this treasure in earthen vessels right now, thank God. That treasure is in us right now. 2 Peter 1:3, according as his divine power is given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. He gives us all things that pertain to life and godliness. See, already been given how? Through the knowledge of him who called us to glory and virtue. Jesus called us to glory and virtue. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're seated at the right hand of Jesus Christ in heavenly places spiritually right now. So therefore, given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Thank you, Jesus. See, listen, this is powerful. This is where we are. This is who we are. This is where we stand. This is where we're seated today. In Jesus today, Psalm 110 just tells us that. It reveals the reality of our position and what we're doing in spiritual warfare against the enemy. Hallelujah. So as the church rises up in the earth, the glory of the Lord will be known in all the earth. The glory of the Lord, the knowledge of the glory of God is going to go throughout the earth like the waters covered the ocean, right? The waters covered the sea. The glory of God is going to be spread. The knowledge of the glory will be spread, and Christ the head will be lifted up, see? And we will lift up the head. That's what the church does, see? It lifts up, at least that's what the church is supposed to be doing. I know it's been lifting up a lot of other things, too, lately. But Jesus, for the real believers, the ones who really want to honor God, they are lifting up the head, see? And Christ is risen. Now, church, you two, you know, have died with him, right? And now it's high time you rise up in the newness of life, like the Bible says, we're to rise in the newness of life with him and live as we were destined and called to live by the Lord, you know, even before the foundation of the world. He called us to live in this time and this season that we're in right now, see? We're here because he wants us here right now, and he's given us tremendous opportunity, tremendous authority to live in this time. We're just not doing anything with our authority. We're not doing much with it. We ought to be doing a whole lot more. We ought to be taking ground and possessing everywhere the soles of our feet are treading. Yes. Amen. Yeah. We're risen with him. We need to rise up in that newness of life and live in the newness of life, not in the oldness of death, the oldness of Satan's kingdom, the oldness of Egypt anymore. We're not in Egypt anymore. We come out of Egypt, and we're living in the promised land. So why don't we act like we're in the promised land? Why don't we live like we're in the promised land? Why don't we walk in the benefits? I remember I just said he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, not just, you know, godliness. That's wonderful to have everything that pertains to godliness, but also to life on this earth. He said, if coming, you might have life and have it more abundantly. So he's given us all things that pertain to life, not death. He's not talking death here. Why are so many believers living in death when he's given us everything that pertains to life? Well, because they're not receiving what they've been given, see? Come on, saints. You need to receive what's yours. You need to walk in what's yours. You need to be bold in what's yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my, my, my. I tell you, we laid it out there for you tonight. You're a king and a priest and a king in this earth, right? Amen. And you need to begin to act like it. You need to begin to live like it. Live like a king, not a pauper, okay? Not a pauper, not a spiritual empty person that has nothing, you know? No, partake of your inheritance today. And then defeat the enemy over your home, over your family, over your town, your job. Yeah, your church, your city, your state, your nation. Right? Just defeat the enemy. I mean, you're commissioned by Christ Jesus, the commander-in-chief. He has commissioned you. He has commissioned you. And you need to take that step, amen, and begin to walk as a commissioned soldier by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are Lord that's seated at the right hand of Jesus. I showed you that in Psalms 110. Recognize that. Now, they say you were God. You're not Jesus. Jesus is there, but you're seated with him in the heavenly place at the right hand of Jesus, who is at the right hand of the Father. And we're to take our authority, as we just read to you in Psalm 110, the last verse tells us what we're going to be doing and what we should be doing. Okay, so why are we not doing that? What's wrong with the believers today? Why are they lazy? Why are they sleeping on the job when they be called to such a great import of things, a very important calling, right? Oh, yeah, we're drinking. We need to drink of the brook. Maybe that's one reason. We've not been drinking of the brook, out of the waters that never run dry, out of the river of God, that we're not eating of him and drinking his blood and eating his body, drinking his blood. And that's why we're not lifting up his head. We're lifting up our own head, or we're lifting up something else that we should be lifting up, right? But it says here that we shall drink of the brook in the way, therefore shall he lift up the head, see? It's going to happen, both to be happening. Somebody's doing it, okay? I'm involved in doing it, okay? And others should be involved in doing it, okay? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is just, wow. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Tired of priests forever after the order of Melchizedek. This is the Father speaking to the Son, okay? And so the Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings. He's talking to Jesus here. And he tells the Lord at your right hand, Jesus, shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. Okay, and we saw that in Revelation 19:16. He shall judge among the heathen. You know, the Bible said we're going to judge angels. We're going to judge. We're going to sit in judgment on these things. Okay, and so I tell you. And fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. We're talking about spiritual heads here, great heads, okay? And we're talking about the spiritual power, because every country has a spiritual power over it, and there are many spiritual powers under the spiritual power that's over the country. So you see what's happening here. We're of the Melchizedek priesthood. We're not of the Levitical priesthood. Jesus is the priest after Melchizedek. Forever after the order of Melchizedek, the one who dwells in the Holy of Holies, because he is the Holy of Holies. I mean, Jesus is holy, right? Our God is holy. Be ye holy, even as I am holy. He told us to be holy. And so our Melchizedek priesthood is a holy priesthood and ministers from the Holy of Holies, not from the outer court. So not like the priests of the Old Testament. It's not like that at all. We're ministering out of the Holy of Holies. We're ministering out of his presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. See, we should be in his presence, folks. We should live in his presence. We should enjoy his presence. Not that we're never, you know, out there in the world doing our thing, working, doing what we have to do to get by and earn a living, because the Bible said a man don't work, he don't eat. So obviously there's some working that has to be done in this world. But even then we can be in his presence. See, because we are spiritually seated in his presence right now. And, of course, we can come any time boldly before the throne of grace to receive whatever we need in a time of need, right, in the midst of the battle and whatever time it may be, see. So you've got to recognize who you are, where you are, and what you are, so that you can be what you're supposed to be in the earth today and not miss out like so many believers are today. They're just missing out because they don't understand these things. But Psalm 110, if you understand the Father speaking to Jesus about us, hallelujah, you really begin to get the picture there. And I told you previously too, but I think I've given enough to you tonight. Father, we thank you for the word of God here. It's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you. It's piercing, dividing asunder soul and spirit, Lord. We thank you for the power of the word of God. Father, we thank you that we receive your word as your blessing on everyone who listens to this message. Lord, whether they do it live tonight or whether they're doing it later and download the broadcast later, Father, we ask you to bless them with this word. Lord, I ask you to call them to rise up in their authority and begin to take authority over the nation, over the cities, over the families, and over their businesses, their jobs, whatever it may be, Father, their property. Thank you, Lord, and turn things around, because if the church rises up, then things will turn for the glory of God. And I know you're going to come back, and I thank you for that, and come quickly is my prayer, Lord Jesus. But in the meantime, we should walk in our authority, and we're going to do that because you told us to do it, and you've equipped us to do it. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we're going to do it, and we're doing it. I've been walking in my authority a long time. I'm going to walk in even more authority and keep increasing my walk in authority until you come back, Father. But there's so many who've never really walked in much authority. Father, for them, I pray, Lord. I pray that they'll get it, and they'll start exercising. They'll start exercising their spiritual authority over the enemy and over all the things in the earth, because you've given us dominion in the earth, Father. And so, Father, that we'll take that dominion and walk like we have dominion and talk like we have dominion and act like we have dominion, Father, because we do have dominion. It's not some fake reality. It's a real reality. It's not some fantasy. It's a reality and truth that you gave us that, Lord. I thank you that we'll walk in it and we'll walk boldly in it and be unashamed of our Savior, and not be lazy about these things, but we'll be bold. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, bless the listeners, Lord. Bless them. Fire them up, Lord. Charge them spiritually, Father, that they will know that they can do all things through Christ Jesus. Yes, the enemy may attack, but I mean, no, if we maintain our position, the enemy backs off. If we maintain our authority, he will have to back off, just like he did with you, Lord. He will do it for us. I've seen him do it so many times, Lord. So I thank you, Lord. So many Christians, they back off. When the devil comes in like a flood, they back off. They quit their stand. They just overwhelmed by the attacks of the enemy. And we, Lord, I thank you that we don't need to be overwhelmed, because we know that if we haven't done all stand, the enemy's going to back off. He's going to run. He'll look for a more opportune time to come back. But right then, he's been defeated. He's been whooped. And we thank you for those many times like that. Thank you, Jesus. If we'll just keep standing, having done all stand, keep standing, we will see the victory. And he'll leave us for a season, just like he left Jesus for a season. Hallelujah. But we thank you for that, Jesus. We thank you for that victory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen, amen. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes, and we will cast out some spirits tonight. In the morning, O Lord, Okay, welcome back. I realize this is a 4th of July weekend, and there might be a lot of people that are traveling, doing things, but hopefully they will listen later if they missed broadcast. They will get to hear this because it's a very important word that I gave tonight. Yeah, amen. Okay, so let's do some deliverance. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, the blood of Jesus. We stand against the enemy tonight for you in your life and for your family. But we'll do some deliverance for you, and you could see some results in Jesus' name. So let's come against some spirits today. And so, yeah, we resist the devil. And what does he do? He flees. I tell you, you've got to be consistent in your resistance. He said, I resist the devil in Jesus' name and expect the battle to be over. Like I told you a while ago, it's in warfare, you know. You're in a fight. You're wrestling. The Bible says we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but we're wrestling. The fact is, we are wrestling. And even casting demons out, we're wrestling with the demon because we they tell them to come out, come out, come out. Come on, you come out. We sword you. And angels sword this demon and they apply the blood against you. And I mean, it's a wrestling. They get weak and they let go and they come out. Okay? But the first time you say it, they're laughing. They're not going to come out. They think you don't mean business. They say you're not serious. So it says you got to be... have a holy determination that you're winning and you're going to win and you are winning and you have won in Christ Jesus, but you're just walking out the winning of it. Okay, amen. You're walking out the winning walk, right? Because it is the winning walk because we won 2,000 years ago in Christ. We just have to live it out and enforce the defeat of Satan upon him because we have the authority to do that. And you're doing that in deliverance, too, so you understand. As we do deliverance here, we are enforcing the authority of the Word of God and of Jesus defeating Satan and triumphing over him publicly, making a public show over the demonic realm, Satan, all his minions. He did that. And so we are in that authority right now. We are seated at the right hand. The Lord seated at the Lord's right hand. Right? Not that we're God. But he refers to us as Lord in the Bible a number of times. But just like they refer to royalty in England as Lord Moorcroft and Lord, Jones or whatever. And But we are kings and priests unto God, and we are kings and priests. He made us that, and he seated us in heavenly places. And so see how much better and easier it is when you know all these things and you bring the revelation knowledge of them into battle. You know that from the very start, in other words, you're going to win this. You've already won it. You just have to walk it out and manifest the full victory, you know, by the warfare, the wrestling. All right, anyway, so in Jesus' name, we come against these spirits that are hindering people from entering into who they really are, these spirits that are blocking them. We bind you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you come out of there right now, these blockages, these blockades of darkness. You come out right now. We tear you down in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all the way out in Jesus' name, you come out of there, blockades of darkness, making people not believe in their true authority like they really have it and who they really are. All these blockades of demons and darkness and lies and religion, and how could you really have all that? How could you really be seated in heavenly places? How could you really do all this stuff? Well, that's the devil lying and accusing and telling you you don't have what you really do have, because they're afraid that if you walk like you really do have it, then you'll just defeat them all the time and make a mess of the devil and his forces and wreak havoc in the darkness realm. Hallelujah. So we just command that blockade spirit, those blockade spirits that are blocking truth, that are hindering truth, come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Hindrances to truth, hindrance to God's word, come out of there all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. You're defeated by the blood of Jesus. You're defeated by the name of Jesus. You're defeated in Jesus' name. You have to go. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. All those familiar spirits that you are familiar with, because they've kept you in their grip for so long, these familiar spirits, you come out of there right now. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. There's so much a part of you, you think it's you. And it's not. It's a spirit. So you come out of their spirit right now in Jesus' name. Go, go, come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Yeah, last week we lost internet and phone service, and our broadcast was Saturday night when we got the internet back and everything. So that's what happened, in case you're wondering why we weren't here last Friday night. We did the broadcast Saturday night instead, because we lost internet. So could not get everything going, no matter what we did. So there was a storm, see? Yeah, maybe it was a demonic storm, you know, like the one that came up on the sea. Was it of Galilee? Yeah, Jesus rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea, be calm. So the devil was in the wind bringing up the storm, right? So anyway, that was a storm, and we didn't have phone or internet to do the broadcast with. All right, keep coming out of there, all the way out in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Religious spirits that tell you you really can't walk in that kind of authority, you really can't have that, come out. All those religious spirits, go. That religious brainwashing, come out of there, that brainwashes people to be religious but not powerful in God. Come out of there, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way out. All the way up out of there in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. Go. All that guilt and shame that the enemy uses to hold you back, that guilt and shame, come out in Jesus' name. Guilt and shame, come out of there in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. All the way. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, out, out. All that guilt, all that shame, Come out, 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 in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out. Guilt, you have to go. Shame, you have to go. Condemnation, you have to go. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, up and out of there, go in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out. All the way out, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, go, 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 go. We break ungodly soul ties with the wrong people right now. We cut and sever those ungodly soul ties, those spirits. You might have a soul tie with a witch and not even know it. You might have a soul tie with some unbeliever and not realize that it's holding you back. So we just cut and sever those soul ties with these people that are holding you back through these soul ties. They're tying you back, holding you back. And we command those spirits that came in through the soul tie with these people to come out and the soul tie be severed. In Jesus' name, we send the angels to cut and sever and break those soul ties right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, come out, those spirits that come in through the soul ties. Come out. Come out of there, up and out. Up and out in Jesus' name. Come out of there, up and out, up and out. Go all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus, we break soul ties with people that were your soul tied with in the past, that the soul tie was never broken, that's never cut, was never severed, and those spirits are still troubling you to this day. So we cut that off right now and command those spirits to go in the name of Jesus right now from that soul tie, from that person that came in as a result of a soul tie. Come out, come out, come out of it, joining together with them. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. They might have been your best friend, but they injured you because they were not saved, and they were, or they had certain demons in them. Go, come out, 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 come out. Religious spirits of blasphemy, spirits that tell you you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, that spirit, you need to come out of there right now. Come out. Come out, blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Come out. The Spirit will tell you that you've done it. When you haven't done it, it'll torment you with blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Come out of there right now. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, all that spirit that tells you that you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit. Come out, 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 that you've committed blasphemy. Come out, all the way out, come out, all the way out. I bind you, I break your hold. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, you lying devil. The lying devil trying to hinder the saints, come out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out. You've committed the unpardonable sin. The devil that tells you that too. Come out, come out. Committing the unpardonable sin. Tell you a lie. Come on, you bought the lie at times in your life. Oh, have I? Really? I've done that, haven't I? No wonder God's not. And you'll start, you know, going all over the place in your mind. And demons will help you come out of there. They go all over the place, and you'll begin to think that you really have messed up, and you're probably not saved anymore. Come out, all the way out. Committed the unpardonable sin, demons that tell you that lie. Come out. Lying demons, come out. Those lying devils that tell you these lies, these religious lies. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Out, 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 out. All the way out. Spirit of regret, you come out too. Spirit of regret, you've regretted a lot of things. You wish you'd have done different, or you wish you'd have done it all that you didn't do. Come out, all that spirit of regret, that tormenting regret. You come out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. All that regret. Come on, you got to go. We're talking to the spirit of regret. You have regret in your life because you have regretted that you did not do this, or you did not be involved in this, or you did, yeah, whatever. You come out, regret, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name, all those spirits of regret, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, come out, regret, come out, regret, come out, regret, come out, despair, falling into a pit of despair. because of regret sometimes. Come out. All that spirit of despair, the pit of despair spirit, come out, 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 come out of it, all the way out, the pit of despair. We rebuke that spirit of the pit of despair. You come out of there in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you right now. You come all the way out, all the way up and out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. All the way out. All that despair spirit. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Direction spirit that tells you things to do that is not from God. That spirit that tried to masquerade as the Holy Spirit telling you direction, giving you direction. Come out. All the way out. False direction. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Trying to masquerade as God, telling you things that you need to do or shouldn't be doing, whatever. Come out of there. False direction. Come out. Come out. False direction. Come on, you deceiver. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. All of us have received some false direction at times, but some people actually picked up the spirit because they embraced the false direction and they kept embracing it. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. We break the curse of false direction. We break the curse of distraction, too. The spirit of distraction comes and distracts you from going on to be the son or daughter of God that you're supposed to be in Christ. You come out of there. Go, all that distraction spirit. The world is very distractive. A job can be very distractive. We all have to work a job, but still a job can be very distractive. I mean, not everybody, obviously, working. Some people retire. Some people, you know, their husband works or this, that, or the other, whatever. But anyway, if you do work a job, it can be a distraction because the Satan can use people at your job to distract you from the things of God and try to make you worldly and to think worldly and act worldly. So all that distraction by employment, you come out. All that distraction through employment, distraction through work, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. People get so caught up in a work situation and the demons are working, you know, it could be like a thorn in the flesh, actually, you know, which was a messenger of Satan. It was a demon, right? And he did get rid of that thorn in the flesh, by the way. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All those distractions, come out. In Jesus' name, distraction through employment, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. Distractions from the people at work. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out. Up and out. I bind you. Go, go, go. Move in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against that distraction. Go all the way out. All the way up out of there in Jesus' name. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Distraction through employment. Come out through the people there, through the bosses, through the other fellow employees, through different things that happen. Come out. Come out through the things that Satan causes to happen while you're at work, too. Come out of there all the way out. All the way out. Because a lot of people off guard when they're at work, see. Well, they're just doing their job, see. And then they're off guard and the enemy comes in and slips something through if he can. So you keep coming out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Keep coming out, 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 out of there. All that distraction, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Come on. All that distraction through family members, too. Come out. Distraction through family members. You got to go also. Come out. Come out. You could use, you know, Uncle Bud or Aunt Susie, you know, if he can use them to get to you too, he'll do that too. Come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there, distracted through family members. Come out, 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 come out of there. Go, the blood of Jesus, keep coming out, distracted through family members. Go, in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go, 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 go all the way out. See, if a family member ever has controlled you, they're not going to quit controlling you just because, you know, people are older. Okay, they still exercise a spirit. There's still a spirit there. They may not be able to do it like they used to, but the spirits are still there. You've got to break those spirits, see, because they'll distract you. And they'll even bring control still if they can get away with it. Those spirits will come out of there. Any control by relatives, come out. We break their control just like we break any ungodly soul ties with them. You come out of there right now. All that control spirit, control by relatives, come out. Control by relatives, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out all the way out. We're not to be under control of people. We're not to fall under that. Okay, keep coming out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, control by relatives. We break that control. We break that soul tie connection. Come out, 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 come out. Praise the Lord. Your ear popped. That demons can come out that way. Demons, I remember one came out with a tear shot out of their eye, you know, oh, I don't know, several inches out, 3 inches, I don't know, shot out, then went out, the demon came out through their eye, and a tear. Other demons have come out in tears over the years, so that's one way to demon, but we hadn't had them shoot out of the eye like that. But keep coming out, all the way out, go, 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 keep coming out. Keep coming out, all the way out, all the way out. We break the relative control. Control by relatives. Come out, come out, come out. Keep going, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus against these spirits. They have to obey, they have to obey. Keep coming out, all the way out. Control, mother, father control. Yeah, maybe they're still trying to exercise control over you as an adult. We break that too. We break that control by father, control by mother. Jesus' name, go all the way out. We break our control. We cut that, sever that ungodly soul tie of control. We cut it in Jesus' name. We sever it in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Coming. Keep coming. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. You have to loose them and let them go. The blood of Jesus against you. Demons, you have to go. We break the control by father, by mother. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. See, sometimes as long as they're able to exercise that control, you can't heal up in the way that you're needing to heal up, see. And so that's a hindrance to your becoming whole in Christ Jesus, because you're dealing with that soul tie, that control soul tie through, you know, mom or dad. It wouldn't let go of you when you grew up and became an adult. And they're still trying to exercise it, even if they're not actually able to do it, that spirit is still there, see, and it has to be broken so you can be free to mature and become, you know, not have that arrested development thing through their control, see. All right, anyway, keep coming out of there. Keep coming out of there, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Keep going. Keep going. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. We break curses right now. Oop, we've run out of time here. Father, we thank you for this time that we have had together this evening on this 4th of July weekend. Ask you to bless all the listeners today in Jesus' name. And ask you to encourage them all, Lord, and give them a blessed time this weekend, this 4th of July, and let them celebrate independence from demons as well, Father. We thank you for that, Lord, as we celebrate the authority that we have over the devil and over all his forces of evil. We give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name, I ask you to seal this deliverance tonight to the saints in Jesus' name that have received some. And we give you the glory for that as well. And we give you all praise, honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
When I'm hopeless,
Blessings to you, folks. Y'all have a blessed weekend, whatever you're doing. And yeah, thank you, Jesus, for all the good things that he's done. In spite of the attacks of the enemy, man, we could go in for some refreshing, right? I encourage you to go in for some refreshing in the presence of the Lord. The Lord will refresh you. And I mean, just start out reading the word or praising him and worshiping him, or do both. You get in that presence and you'll get some refreshing. Praise God, and he'll do some wonderful encouragement that you need. We all need it at times. Amen. The battle is fierce at times, but hey, we prevail. That's the good news. Jesus prevailed, and we're like our master, so we're going to prevail too. Amen. So I want to encourage you to be encouraged and do like David. He encouraged himself in the Lord when times were tough, when he got a big attack and family was missing and all the men talked of stoning him because their families was missing and taken captive by the enemy while they were out doing something. The enemy came in and ravaged them and took their families. But, you know, not one of them was destroyed, and God kept them, and they got them all back, and God said, go get them back. And, you know, maybe there's some things you need to go get back that the enemy stole it from you. And you're just mourning about it all and crying about it, but God will bring it back to you. You know, I mean, things that can be brought back in this time, right? He will bring things back that were stolen by the enemy. He can do that. So don't give up. That's what the enemy wants you. So don't give up. Go closer to him. Amen. That's the place I want to be, closer to him every day. You know, I just keep going in his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Well, I guess I will let y'all go. Lord bless y'all and bless you on your 4th of July weekend. And we'll see you back next Friday night. Hi, Miter Box. Good to see you back in there, too. Hallelujah. Thank you all for being faithful and listening. Hallelujah. All right. I've seen so many things happening with so many people for so long. And one thing I know, the people that don't turn away from the Lord is always going to be there. Don't turn away from him. When the going gets tough, that's not the time to turn away from him. If you don't turn away from him, he's going to take care of you. Okay? Well, I don't know why you would have gotten logged out of Blog Talk there, brother. I don't know what happened there. But, okay. Well, I'm glad you listened to my phone. But sometimes that happens. But I don't know why, because, you know, I'm not blocking anybody from my end. Everybody is certainly welcome in on here. I had one lady come in, I guess, and didn't see anybody in the chat room earlier, and she left. She didn't stay long. I guess she thought, well, nobody to talk to. Okay. Well, I'm sorry she didn't want to stay around and hear the good word. I'd never seen that name in the chat room before, so she was just surfing around, I guess. Anyway, yeah, I get invited for other broadcasts, but I can only do so many. So this is the most important one that I do. And I have done others, many others over the years for different people, but this I'm doing as the most important, even though it's not as well attended as I would like to see it be. I thank God for every person that does listen and appreciate y'all listening and being here. And so you appreciate every listener is, so thank God for you. All right. Well, we'll let you go for the evening, and we're going to get the newsletter out hopefully this next week as it's done and ready to be emailed out. If you need a copy and want one and haven't ever gotten one, then send me your email address. We'll get one out to you. All right. God bless you. Good evening to you. And we will talk to you later.